I have a question here from Rasarani Devadasi. She's from Hungary. And basically she's asking this. She's asking, Srila Prabhupada wanted his disciples to work together. And yet we see, and she's making references to local devotees, which I won't mention any names, that Prabhupada's disciples have left, started their own institutions, joined other Gaudiya Mat and so on. So her question is this an offense? And can they really go back home, back to Godhead? In short, my answer is that it's something that needs to be dealt with on an individual level by the people involved, namely Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, and the devotee in question. We know how Srila Prabhupada had said that if you love me, you'll cooperate together to spread this movement. So there's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to work together and to resolve whatever problems and difficulties there were with ISKCON, with each other in ISKCON. However, there's also a history. There's a lot of water gone under the bridge. Devotees have experienced many things, so some devotees will reply, I wanted to work with ISKCON, but I was kicked out of ISKCON. No doubt that some were. Perhaps some who say that weren't, or that there could be other alternate solutions other than just abandoning ISKCON. There are many scenarios. I don't feel that I should take just a blanket a statement or make a blanket statement and just view it in terms of a overall general principle, because there are different ways in which Srila Prabhupada also dealt with this. And let me just mention a few. First of all, we see on how in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, Bhaktivilas Tirtha, he was, Tirtha Maharaj, was the manager of Gaudiya Math. And when finally Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur died and left this world, and Gaudiya Math split, he became the acharya for what actually held the major properties. He was quite critical of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also wrote some letters complaining to him about why he wasn't recognizing Prabhupada's work as well as Srila Prabhupada's disciples. However, and that was in Prabhupada's time, when Prabhupada went to Tirtha Maharaj and left this world, then Srila Prabhupada had said that he went back home, back to Godhead. And when devotees particularly asked about that, how it was possible, since in light of the things that Prabhupada had said about him, Prabhupada said because he had done so much service. So there's one example. Another one, which you'll find in folio, is a conversation between B.R. Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, and Srila Prabhupada, and they're talking about Bhan Maharaj. Bhan Maharaj had committed offense against Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he'd done penances to try to atone for that. They're very critical of him. They're saying that the best thing that he could do is to pull a plow in Vrindavan, and in by contributing to the harvest, that would make some spiritual advancement by serving the Dham. So those very strong, strong words. So here are two examples where one is very clearly being criticized as being someone who is who's disrespectful to his guru, and another who is going back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada also, in his books, in his writings, gave different things. We know in Chaitanya Charitamrita how he sort of wholesale labeled his godbrothers as being asara, or useless. On the other hand, elsewhere, Prabhupada also wrote that they're doing their best to spread Krishna consciousness following the principles, so in that way we're all serving Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, it doesn't seem just to give blanket or make blanket statements or judgments. Ultimately, the judge in such circumstances will be Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, and they'll decide what, how they want to treat a devotee who doesn't necessarily fully follow this particular instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and yet at the same time may be very strict, may be very good sadhaka, may be very learned in Krishna consciousness, and so on. Because I'm saying that because those are the type of people that are being asked about, or devotees that are being asked about in this question. But the real perspective, I think, is not so much who's an aparadi, who goes back home to Godhead, and who doesn't. So we said, yatya aprasada nagati kutopi, that's the question. But the, what precedes that with yasya prasada is what is actually the business of a disciple. The business of a disciple is to please his spiritual master. So our business is to please Srila Prabhupada. Certainly, that is pleasing to Prabhupada, that whatever the circumstances, we stay together. And to stay in ISKCON and resolve its difficulties is what is pleasing to Prabhupada. And that is what a devotee lives for. That is what a devotee does. He puts the pleasure of his spiritual master over and above other considerations. And no doubt that devotees who are doing that, they are doing the will of Srila Prabhupada, at least in the context of not leaving ISKCON. Just staying in ISKCON isn't the only qualification. Srila Prabhupada also wanted to make ISKCON a super dynamic spiritual institution that would save the world. I can't say that that's exactly what ISKCON is at the present time. But still, if it's going to be achieved, it's going to be achieved by being together, by working together, because the result of working together in a cooperative way is much more potent than working in small organizations or individuals, even though it may be comfortable for our own spiritual lives. So I think that's as much as I want to say on that topic. And continue on tomorrow then. Hare Krishna.